Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning, amen. Come on, Lord, lift up your voice this morning, amen, and give God some praise. Hallelujah, thanking God for he that has kept us. It is he, hallelujah, that places his hedge of protection around us to keep us. Hallelujah, it is he, hallelujah, that has done it all, the creator of all things, amen. Come on, and shout glory this morning. Come on, let's enter in with praise and thanksgiving, amen. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Come on, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving this morning and into his courts with praise. Be faithful to him. Hallelujah. Come on, let's bless his name this morning. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise God this morning. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to his name. Father God, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth through his precious blood. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We come, oh God. We come praying this morning, oh God. We come on one accord, trusting and believing, combining our faith this day, oh God. Oh Lord, expecting you, oh God, to move mighty, oh God, standing on your promises this day in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we did not seek the secret death on our side, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given your angels choice over, oh God, and all our ways, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, move mighty on this line today, oh God. Move mighty in the hearts and the mind of your children, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for every breath that we take, oh God. Thank you for every beat of our heart, oh God. Thank you for life, hope, and strength that comes from you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Holy Father, we thank you. We come in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, hallelujah. We come casting all our cares and fears and burdens out in this day, oh God. We come to you to worship you. As you desire in spirit and in truth, amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Let's stand witness to our spirit, the truth of that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, amen. Lord God, according to John 9. You seek those who worship you and do your will. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, let our will be done, oh God, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Lord, I know the Lord that you have placed in our heart, oh God, for you. Lord, create in us a clean heart right now. Oh, Lord, we make a free heart right now, God, a white heart that are repented in all our ways, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, let nothing be done in strife of vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, Lord, that with you, Father God, all things are possible. When man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come, oh God, today to you out of the love of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us on today. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as a dear pleasure of the water, before our soul passes thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts to you. Hallelujah, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires. Yet you inquire for the cross of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Oh, Lord, help us today, oh God. Help those in our family, oh God. Those who are loving and concerned about the Lord. Help us today. We thank you, Lord God, for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let this be our heart's cry this day. Hallelujah. This will probably have been utterly increasing in us, oh God. Oh, homeless, oh God, with our free spirit. And let God be magnified. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be closed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, no matter the word, complain of that body, Lord, you will be found in us. Then I lift your voice, honor, and praise unto you. Lord, circumcise our hearts by you, and it will shut down. Lord, fill us with your spirit, oh God, your tender mercy and loving guidance, that we sing praise to you all our days. Amen. Create in us a heart of worship, for we will trust only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifter of our head, and we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you on today. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, but yet shall we thank you. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our lives, God, be a living sacrifice according to all the joy worth you to a sweet Savior of all, that we would be holy, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Holy Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and worship you. Hallelujah. We come to you in love and all the congregation through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a life here within us right now, that the mind of Christ will rise within us and over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you, and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, right now, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, you are worthy of all praise. Glory and honor that we give it to you right now. We're holding up to you. Hallelujah. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. We declare to God right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The glory of God is blessing us. And it's beneficial. It's all His presence right there. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that hallelujah, that we can commune with you. That communion is taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the power of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. In His holy name, that we live, move, and have our being. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God. We declare the crown right now, victory, victory, victory over every situation concerning us, concerning our children, concerning our mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles and cousins, church family members and friends right now. We declare the crown victory, hallelujah, and we receive the victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you this hallelujah that we receive from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, and from infirmities, injuries, persecution, torment, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now and in the future. Amen. We claim our victory right now and deliver us from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft plans, psychic plans, or snares. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious in the power of his might against all the walls of the devil, against the powers and powers and rulers and forces of this world, and against spiritual wickedness and high places. According to Ephesians 6:10-12, we claim our victory and faith through our salvation and the shed blood of these things right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare the prayer according to John 22:27-28, that we are victorious in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we pray right now for the loss of this world, this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corner of the earth be saved. As we intercede right now, we use our combined faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. Amen. We ask that the Lord of the harvest of Christ, the perfect raiment across these lives, this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way. Hallelujah. So that they will listen and understand that We thank you, oh God, healed by the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we forgive those, oh God, who have hurt us, offended us, mistreated us, Lord, all the God to us. Oh God, we choose to forgive them all today. Lord, and bless them, oh God, for your words and the vision that show us. My Lord, my God, help all over today. We pray for our neighbors, oh God. We pray for our city and our region. We pray for the United States of America, oh God. They all come to know you, oh God, and be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for Jerusalem and the speaker that you
to affect the land. Heal the land of Jerusalem and its people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We lift up every man, oh God, that you ordained, oh God. We pray for divine unity from the enemy of cause, separation, and division. We pray for peace of every man that you ordained, oh God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, we come together, oh God, that you will bless the man that you ordained. Let's say we're called upon the man that you ordained, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let your word of protection be around us. The marriages that you ordained, oh God, to man and woman. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning, but yes, you will thank him. Lord, we ask that you bless, oh God, the Williams family. Hallelujah. Only the Merlin family, the Mason family, the Jenkins family, the Green family, the Washington family, the Northern family, oh God, the Dudley family, oh God, the Smith family. Oh, Lord, Lord, Roddy, oh God, the son of your children, oh God, the Dudley family, oh God. He's coming, oh God, shine on my eye. Lord, bless him, heal him, all the way, oh God. Oh, my Lord, Savior, come in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We declare your prayer, oh God, that all of us heal. My Bible says that God is trusted and we are healed. So we receive our spirit right there. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the crown of faith and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are healed. And that we have the resurrection power walking on the inside. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your word and angels your word and give any spirit of God in the heavens. Because God, our prayers will be an answer this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the crown of faith and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in his name. That our prayer will not be airfall, but they will see it through the supernatural. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will rebuke the wrong, oh God. They will try to steal our blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare right there that we are free and we are free indeed. We shout out the mouth of an evil speaker. We bind the heart of an evil watcher. We plot the ears of an evil listener. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak the ears of the evil people listening right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will not be able to locate us. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversation. They will not be able to speak against us. They will not be able to see what we're doing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the crack of liberty on today. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We declare the crack that we are covered. Hallelujah. As we put on the full armor of God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we walk hallelujah upright and we stand. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we don't want to stand. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, my Lord, my God. And we come to Zion today. Oh, Lord, let us receive the blessings of Zion. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, if you don't do anything else, hallelujah, you have already done enough. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. We thank you, Father God, that you that have loved us first, that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. Oh, Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Lord. Have your way right now in this service, hallelujah. As we decrease on today, that you may have all the increase, amen. As the word go forth on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, let our hearts and minds be open to receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, what you're saying to your children. My Lord, my God, help us, oh God. Oh, Lord, help on today. We need your help, Father. Oh, Lord, sometimes all we can say is help. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're not like that, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we can stand on your promise, oh God, and decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be all the way. We thank you, Lord, we love you. Let the fruits of your spirit, oh God, take root and manifest in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against, hallelujah, right there with the blood of Jesus Christ, for the whole soul of God, strong man of prison, that the enemy is trying to put us in. And we declare the crown today that we are free and free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh Lord, walk in the house and sit in every car right there. Hallelujah. Let peace come and be still. Amen. Let peace reign in our lives. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, God. Lord, we pray for those who have lost their love. Oh God, we call upon your God of our comfort to comfort your children, amen. We declare that we've been doing more life of joy coming this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that your blessings are going and coming up today. We declare the crap of faith that we are blessing our going and coming up today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is you, my God, that has given us a power and authority to speak to those things, and it shall be established. And we speak, hallelujah, to every mountain in our life. Be ye remote right now. In the Jesus Christ, and cast it to the sea. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, pray for traveling grace and mercy for those that are on the whole traveling, those that will be traveling this day. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdown, no tickets, no pull over, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every form of transportation that we may enter into as a driver or a passenger this day. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place our feet may tread, we may enter into, and we declare the crown of blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hiya. We thank you, Lord. Hey, come on now. Hey, God, shout out my head. God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We call upon you, Jehovah. We call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, who mighty in the life of your children. We call upon you, Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah, Jehovah Gabor. Oh, Lord, we call upon you, Jehovah Methodistian, Jehovah Seeker, Jehovah Elohim. We call upon you, Lord, God, and Lord, Shade. More mighty in the life of your children. Lord, hallelujah, do it, oh, God. Because we know that you can, oh, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. That reaches us, hallelujah, no matter where we are in life. We thank you that right now that we receive cleansing, hallelujah. Purification right there, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, with this in chaos and destruction, let peace come. Where there's been no love, oh God, let love come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, where there's been lack, oh God, hallelujah, let it be more than enough, oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, use us mighty for your glory. It is our desire, oh God. We give it all over to you right now, Father God. For this service belongs to you, Lord. It's not about us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, if you've chosen us, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God. We give it all over to you now for eternity, oh God. We ask that you continue to bless, oh God. We pray for continued blessing to flow through the life of your children, in the life of your children, over your children. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're blessed, huh? And we can never be cursed, amen. That all things are working together for the good of our life. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And hope and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracle signs and wonders of your blessing and favor, oh God. We thank you for your protection, oh God. He kind of will shine on my head. Oh, my people, shine on my heart. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Yeah, my mama, shine on my heart. Oh, glory to your name, God. Yeah. We bless your name, Lord. Move Holy Spirit right now. Move right now, hallelujah. Move right now, hallelujah. Open up yourself right now. Open up yourself to receive. Fire, don't go on, shine out my name. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we say this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things fulfill, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that the world and us all that believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, church, just give God some praise this morning. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Will you open up your mouth right now? Just say, thank you, Lord. Will you just thank him? Amen. Hallelujah, there are many that didn't make it today. Amen. There's many that took their last breath. Hallelujah. If you were watching the news, even if you don't watch TV on your phone, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many have lost their life over this weekend. We thank God that God has kept us. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Sunday morning service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning, and my husband is Pastor Doris A. Manning. He'll be with us here shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God for this day. If it's your first time here with us, in Sunday service, we want to welcome you today. We want to pray for you, pray with you. If you press one, hallelujah, we definitely want to bring you in. We want to know who you are, hallelujah, where you're calling in from today, and we want to pray for you and pray with you, amen. Welcome you with a warm welcome here. Pastor Dorsey Manning and myself and Minister Warren Green, we want to welcome you all here in Sunday service on today. We are expecting a mighty move here in Sunday service, knowing that God is able. We don't come here to be the same. We come to be transformed. Amen. By the renewing of our minds. So it is my prayer today that we receive all that we come for today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Again, if it's your first time here in Sunday service with us, press one. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Most of all, we want to welcome you. There's power in agreement. Amen.
Hallelujah. I pray that all had a happy Thanksgiving. We did here in Houston, Texas, my husband and I and our children. We had a blessed time together, and God is truly blessed. Amen. God is truly blessed. We had more than enough. Amen. We still have leftovers. We still have more cooking to do. Amen. So we just thank God. Hallelujah. Will you thank God on today? Amen. For what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Amen. Walking, you all living and expecting God to do it. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, well, at this time, you all, we're going to have on Sunday mornings, if you're first time here with us, we have communion every morning on Sunday in our Sunday morning services. We have two services, a 10 a.m. and a 2 p.m. But every Sunday morning at 10, we have our communion. So if you're going to grab those elements that you need to take communion, while we have a song selection from Brother Joel Washington from New York, New York. And we just thank Brother Joel for letting God use him mighty. Amen. Hallelujah. So grab those things. We're going to have a selection, Brother Joel Washington, and then we'll have another song, and then we'll take our communion. Amen. Welcome, Brother Joel Washington. God bless you.
Good morning. I'm just so glad to be with you.
Amen.
Can you hear me? Yes, I'm
yes,
so
sir.
Glad to be with you all again this morning. And I want you to know that God is able. You know, we are, you know, before I start, you know, I'd like for y'all to send out a lot of praise for one of my church members, one of our dear church members. She lost her husband yesterday. His name is Jody Williams. Miss Jody Williams. And I know it's kind of hard on her, you know, and it's hard on everybody when you lose a loved one, but God don't make mistakes. We make them, but God don't. Y'all just keep her in prayer and all the family, you know. And I'm going to sing this little song. I want to go where Jesus lives. Oh, I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go. I just got to go. Oh, I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go. I just got to go. They'll be singing over there where Jesus lives. They'll be singing over there where Jesus lives. I want to go. I just got to go. I got a mother over there where Jesus lives. I got a mother over there where Jesus lives. I got a mother over there where Jesus lives. I want to go. I just got to go. I want to go where Jesus lives. Oh, I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go. Lord, I just got to go. Oh, I want to go where Jesus lives. Oh, I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go. Lord, I just got to go. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you, Brother Dale. We thank God for you so much. We pray that God continue to pour into you great and mighty every person that left your body up today. We pray in Jesus' name that God will fill you to overflowing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We love you. And we thank God for you. We'll definitely be praying for Sister Williams and her family. That God will comfort her and peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you and your wife and your household, all that you're concerned about. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. God Glory to God. Amen. Everyone, if you have your elements for communion, we're going to go ahead and have communion at this time. Amen. Thank you. Just thank you, God. Amen. That we have another time, another chance. Thank God for the one more time. Amen. That we're here together. Amen. Do not take it for granted. Glory to God. Let us include if you have your things for communion. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in the likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you that you took our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses with you. We thank you that you took this piece of bread, your body. We take it in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, your body was broken for all of our sins, iniquities and trespasses and transgressions. Lord Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten, married and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you took this bread. You broke, you said, take, eat, this is my body. You may all eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses us, washes away all of our sin, washes away all of our iniquities. It washes away all of our transgressions and our trespasses. Your blood heals us. Hallelujah. And we are healed. You may drink. My Lord, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. my Lord, my God.
Amen, amen. Glory to God, amen. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to have two song selections, and we'll be back with a preach word. Hallelujah.
amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me. For every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me.
For every valley,
for every valley
you used to trade
to me,
send me. I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say,
mercy.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me. For every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me.
For every valley,
for every valley
you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy. Not for your grace, where would I stand amazed?
I stand amazed at your
grace. I stand amazed at your grace.
That's your
strength.
So amazing.
So amazing.
So amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, I stand amazed.
I stand amazed.
Come on, say, I stand.
Sunday service. We have made it here to the message, to the meat of the service here this morning. This message will be given to us by the Holy Spirit through our very own loving apostle, this very loving woman of God. Hallelujah. God uses her so mightily. Hallelujah. And we thank God for her, you know, devoted to her family, hallelujah, devoted to her church, devoted to her husband, devoted to you, each and every one of you. Wake up early in the morning, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, ready to pray, hallelujah. I would like for everyone to help me welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Glory to God. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise and glory and honor today. Amen. Well, it's not about me. It's all about God. Amen. And what God is doing, hallelujah, in the life of his children. Amen. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, let's take it right now, right where you are. I don't care how you look and how you feel. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That God is able to bring you out of any situation that you're in, any situation that you're facing. Know that God is still able. He's the same God. Amen. Hallelujah. That our grandmother, great-great-grandmother prayed to. Amen. And he's still able. He's a living God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, church. Come on. Let's enter in this morning so that we can receive. Hallelujah. From the one true God. Amen. Now it's ready. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place and hold it on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life. Fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Amen. I decrease so that you may have all the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, if I will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, Lord, I will see right now in this service our daily bread that our minds may be renewed. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 60 and 2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That you have chosen me for such a time as this. Have your way completely. I give it all over to you. Have your way, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so excited, you are. I'm so grateful. I'm in a place of gratefulness. And I'm going to try to slow down. Hallelujah. So we all can get it. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to hold myself a little bit. Hallelujah. Because sometimes I get so excited, I get to speeding up. And I want to make sure that we all are able to receive on today. Amen. Today the message is, hallelujah, that God gave it to me last week, last Sunday, and I was waiting for him. Lord, is the message changing on today? He said, no. The message today is repent.
Lord.
Repent. Amen. Don't worry about everything else you're trying to do to look good. God is calling his people to repent. You know, a lot of us get so caught up into doing good and trying to do good and look good that we do not repent. So whether the message today is to repent, we've been all called to repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 3, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and 3, hallelujah. We know who John the Baptist is, hallelujah. When we read the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, hallelujah, the Bible says, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the Bible, hallelujah, saying, we go to verse 3, I'm sorry, verse 3, it says, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Hallelujah. Repent. Repent. Hallelujah. We see here, hallelujah, John's message was to repent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, here John the Baptist burst onto the scene, and his theme was repent. Repentance means doing an about face, a 100-degree turn from the kind of self-centeredness that leads to wrong actions such as lying and cheating, stealing, gossiping, taking advantage, abusing, and indulging in sexual immorality. See, a person who repents stops rebelling and begins to follow God's way of living the describe you all in his word. See, when we repent, we turn from the old way and follow the word of God according to the word of God. Now we're applying the word of God to our life, that we're living a life that is upright and pleasing, coming to the sight of God through repentance. So the first step you all in turning to God is to admit your sin, as John urged in this scripture. Amen. See, then God will receive you and help you live the way he wants you to live. Amen. So remember that only God can get rid of sin. He doesn't expect us to clean up our lives before we come to him. We must come and repent.
Hallelujah.
See, some of us are like, no, I got to get right first. I got to get cleaned up. No, come as you are. Hallelujah. You have to understand, you cannot do it by yourself. See, the kingdom of heaven began, you all. We look at verse 2. Verse 2 says, hallelujah, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. Pastor, let me know if I'm moving too fast here. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven began, you all, when God himself entered human history as a man. Today, Jesus Christ reigns in the heart of believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the kingdom of heaven will not be fully realized until all evil in the world is judged and removed. That's why we have to repent. See, Christ came to the earth first as a suffering servant, you all. He will come again as a king and judge to rule victoriously over all the earth. Hallelujah. When we look in verse 3, you all hear the prophet quoting Isaiah 43, and one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament and one of the most quoted in the New, like Isaiah, John was a prophet who urged the people to confess their sins and live for God. Hallelujah. Are you willing today? Hallelujah. I don't care what you did and how you did before you came here today. Are you willing today to repent and turn from your ways? See, both prophets saw that the message of repentance is good news to those who listen and seek, hallelujah, the healing and forgiveness of God's love. But terrible news to those who refuse to listen, hallelujah, and cut off their only hope. See, many of us, we want to just say we repent, but repentance requires an action. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Not only did John come preaching repentance, Jesus came preaching repentance. If you go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 12 through 17, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 12, I'm sorry, verse 12 through 17. Matthew chapter 4, verse 12 through 17. The Bible says, now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee and the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sit in the region it shall that light has dawned. Verse 17 says, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. repent. Well, no, I'm not talking about just saying it. We must repent, not just in what we say, but in our actions. Are you ready today to repent in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Are you ready to repent? See, when the Bible talks about the kingdom of heaven, it has the same meaning as the kingdom of God. I want you to understand that. Amen? Hallelujah. We have to repent. Hallelujah. I want you to understand the kingdom of heaven is still near because it has arrived in our hearts. Hallelujah. See, Jesus stated here in verse 17, he said Jesus started his ministry. We know only after being in the wilderness for 40 days and being tempted by the devil, right after this, Jesus started his ministry. So his first words was for us to repent. Amen. Jesus started his ministry with the very word people had heard from John the Baptist saying, repent. See, the message is the same today as when Jesus and John gave it. Amen. See, becoming a follower of Christ means turning away from our self-centered and self-controlled and turning our lives over to Christ's direction and control. Are you willing today? Are you ready to repent? Hallelujah. 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 I want you to understand, church, we have to repent. We've been called to repentance. To become a Christian, you need to repent and believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and your Savior. Amen. Repentance is the first step we take to receive the salvation that God offers to us in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. See, a true Christian, hallelujah, I'm going to say it again. A true Christian is a person who repents and enters into a personal relationship with Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you say repent today?
Amen.
Can we say repent today? Amen. Hallelujah. See, I want you to understand that you, if you're he or she, you have to accept being. Hallelujah. Except we accept. Hallelujah. First, you got to accept who you are. Hallelujah. And who you are. And when we get accepted as a sinner and turn to God, see, some people don't want to admit, yes, I sinned. I was a sinner, but I have repented. Hallelujah. The old has passed away and the new has come. Hallelujah. And we have to know. Hallelujah. So that we can hear from Christ. Amen. And then we can accomplish that all that he said for us accomplish. Amen. But we must be repent. We must repent. We've been called to repentance. See, some believe that, hallelujah, there are many ways to God. Oh, my Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
They apply physical and physical situations to spiritual ones. And because the world says that there are many roads. Amen. I'm going to give you an example to wrong that there must be many ways to God. That there are many ways to get to other things. There must be many ways to God. But I want you to understand there's only one way to God, and it's through his son, the one that he sent. Amen. Through repentance.
Amen.
See, people, they would rather believe what the, hallelujah, what the world is saying. People would rather believe what everybody else is trying to, everybody else is saying and doing. But I want you to understand when you have the word is true. God is true. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand today, you must repent.
Yeah.
Why you still have time?
Hallelujah.
Why you still have time? See, people, they would rather believe what everybody else is saying, what the world and teacher is saying, rather than what Christ is saying.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you repent on today?
Hallelujah.
Will you repent on today? Hallelujah. It is vital. You have to repent. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. My Lord, help us on today to come to repentance. Amen.
Yeah.
To come to know you, Father God. To come to repentance, oh God. To give our Lord to change our ways, oh God. Not being the same old. We can't say I repent and then say, but the old woman's stealing me. The old man's stealing me. You better not do this. Oh, I'm going to drop my religion. I'm going to lose my Holy Ghost. Father, I want you to understand true repentance requires action.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God. Hey, if it hurts, scream. My God. My Lord, my God. When we look in the book of 2 Corinthians, hallelujah. We look in the book of 2 Corinthians with the church. Let's go there together. Corinthians 7 and 10. Corinthians 7 and 10. 2 Corinthians 7 and 10. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to make sure I'm slowing down because I want us to make sure we get these scriptures and understand how important repentance is. We have been called to repent. Again, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 7 and 10, for godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. I want us to understand this here. Godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, refers to the sorrow of our sins that results in changed behavior. See, many people are sorry only for the effects of their sins or for being caught. My Lord, my God. See, compare Peter's remorse and repentance with Judas' bitterness and act of suicide. See, both of this own Christ. See, our repentance and as we as was restored to faith and service, the other took his own life. Understand that when you're in Christ, hallelujah, and you repent with godly sorrow, when you've done something, you know, in your spirit, you want to get whatever, you don't want to do that anymore. You don't want to go back there anymore. Hallelujah. It ain't about if somebody else sees or not. It's about you knowing where you are in Christ and what you need to do, and that requires repentance.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've done something. I mean, immediately in your spirit, and quickening in your spirit, you know, immediately you're repenting. You ain't got to wait for somebody to tell you to repent. Immediately you go into repentance. Asking God because you have Christ and Christ is in you, and there's a quickening in your spirit because you have the Holy Spirit working on the inside.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Help on today, Father God. Help on today, Lord God, because we know you're able. Amen. We know that you're able. Hallelujah. Help us to change right now. The Bible says in Matthew 3:8, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So you can write it down. Matthew 3:8. Hallelujah says, therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. This is John the Baptist speaking. John the Baptist called people to move. Hallelujah. To people to do more than just speak words.
Uh-huh.
He called people not just say you repent, but there needs to be some actions behind your words.
Yeah, amen.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. See, people are all about rituals and what they can do and what it look like and, you know, how good I look. Hallelujah. But repentance requires a change in your behavior. It requires a change in your behavior. Amen. Some people really believe that all I can do is pray. I repent, Lord, and that's it, and do it again. When you realize, oh, I'm going to do it, I ask God for forgiveness. No, you need to repent and stop doing what you did and what you used to do, because you got to understand and know when you're in Christ, you're a new creature in Christ. And when you truly receive, hallelujah, Christ Jesus, amen, your Lord and Savior, you receive the Holy Spirit, you become changed. The old has passed away, the new has come. You no longer operate the way you used to. Matter of fact, you don't even want to. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when you repent, when you do something, hallelujah, then you truly have repented.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I hope you're helping someone today.
Amen.
Because many people say, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask for forgiveness. I just repent. Okay, what do you mean? Because some people just really believe repentance is just saying, repent, I repent. Just word. A lot of people just believe and saying, if I just say it, no, you got to do it. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to understand. Hallelujah. Again, Matthew 3:8 says, therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. This is John the Baptist's job when he called the people to more than just words or ritual. Hallelujah. He told them to change their behavior.
Yes, Lord.
We have to change our behavior, church. Amen. We have to change. I'm going to say that again. We have to change our behavior. This is where true repentance is. You are better fruit worthy of repentance means that God looks beyond our words and religious activities to see if our conduct backs up what we say, and he judges our words by the actions that accompany them. Amen. Question today. Do your actions match your words? Repent. Repent. Hallelujah. If you don't remember nothing else when you get off the call today, hallelujah. If you didn't write down every scripture, remember, hallelujah, repent. Do something. Do something with it. Do something about it. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we're looking, let's go to 2 Peter with me today, chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Hallelujah. It's more of a teaching on today. Chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. all to come to repentance. I want us to understand what the scripture is saying here. I want to read verse 8 and then 9 again, because I want us to understand that what the scripture is saying. We're called to repent. We're called to repent, you all, to repentance. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, I'm going to read verse 8, but beloved, do not forget, see this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. So verse 9, so we can have an understanding, the Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So God may have seen slow, you all, to these believers, and even now to some of us, my Lord, my God, as they face persecutions every day and long to be delivered. But God is not slow. I want us to understand this. God is not slow. He just is not on our timetable. See, Jesus is waiting so that more sinners will repent and turn to him. So we must not sit and wait for Christ to return, but we should live with the realization that time is short and that we have important work to do. Amen? Be ready to meet Christ anytime, or even today. Yet plan your course of service as though he may not return for many years. Amen? But you must repent.
Hallelujah.
While you still have time.
Uh-huh.
Brother Joel said, sister here lost her husband. I had a friend that lost their mother. I had someone that lost a child. Hallelujah. I'm someone that's no longer here with us. A good friend, a sister of mine. We never know when the time comes. Hallelujah. We have to be ready. Amen. We have been called to repent. Don't wait and say, oh, you got all this time. Why you still have time today? And I'm saying again, repent.
Yeah.
That is the word. I don't want us to get confused about the word repent or repentance, you know, because I want you to understand today, if not any other time, by any other pastor or whomever may have told you to repent and you are believing that, if we can be honest with ourselves today, just saying I repent and then and getting up off our knees and doing exactly what we just said we repent from. If we repent, hallelujah, that means, and I said again, we turn from that. We no longer operate, hallelujah, according to that way. Amen. We no longer operate according to the word. It doesn't mean that we're not going to fall short, but we are constantly practicing to do what God has called us to do. We're putting it in practice. We're applying the word of God daily. We can't just read the word. Amen. We got to apply the word to our life. We have to, that's what it's called, application. Amen. Now we got to apply the word of God, amen, to our life. Amen. So when we repent, amen, now we're operating according to the will of God for our life. Amen. Hallelujah. How do we do that, Pastor? We're reading the word of God. We're becoming the word of God every day that we get in us. So as we get the word in us, it is transforming us. Amen. So when we do repent, we're able to do away from the old. We're able to overcome the temptations of the world from that we have repented from. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope I'm helping someone, and I'm helping myself on today. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for this word on today. Amen. Hallelujah. I know I have a little bit of time here, and we're going to be wrapping up here shortly. It's so much to go, and there's so many scriptures, you all. You can pull from yourself on repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we've been called to repent. The Bible says in the book of Luke 24:46-47, it says, and he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, hallelujah, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning with Jerusalem, hallelujah. So the Bible shows us right here, hallelujah, what we are supposed to do. You can't say, I don't know, I didn't know. Hallelujah. It's right here in the word of God. He's telling us, but you go out, go ye therefore to all around the world. Every nation is called to repentance, not just one or two, but all have been called to repentance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 The book of Acts 3:19 says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to give it to you again. Acts 3:19. Acts 3:19. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, shut up out of them, oh, shut up. My Lord, my God, I'm excited, you all, because when we, hallelujah, I thank God for the refreshing and the renewing on today, amen, because when we get back into the Word of God, hallelujah, and we truly are here to receive, amen, we will receive what God has for us to receive. If you open up yourself to receive, but if you block that, you will not receive. But if you open up yourself on today to receive, you will come to true repentance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you all that scripture again. That's Acts 3 and 19. It's a powerful word here. It's a powerful, powerful word, church, for you to have on today and receive it. Amen. The Bible says, hallelujah, repent. Hallelujah. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins be blotted out, so that time of refreshing, hallelujah, may come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to understand that John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus by preaching repentance. The apostles' message of salvation also includes the call of repentance. Hallelujah. Acknowledging your own personal sin and turning away from it. Many people want the benefits of being identified with Christ without admitting that they're all disobedience and turning from sin. Amen? You all, the key to forgiveness is confessing your sin and turning from it. Amen? Right away. Amen? Not when you get ready, but right away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, some of us want to hold on to it all night. The next day, the next day, the next month. Hallelujah. You must forgive. That's so important. You all, when we repent, God promises not only to wipe out our sins, but to bring spiritual refreshment. Come on. He promised to bring spiritual refreshment. How many of us need a refreshing on today? Repentance may at first seem painful because it is hard to give up certain sins, but God will give you a better way. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. You know, as Hosea promised, let us know, let us hallelujah, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. He is going forth, is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter, hallelujah, and form a rain to the earth. Amen. Do you feel a need to be refreshed today?
Hallelujah.
Let us repent. Let us repent. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, while you still have time. Hallelujah. The book of Acts 17 and 30, I'm getting ready to wrap up here, you all, as we have about 15 minutes left here in service. The Bible says in Acts 17 and 30, truly these times of ignorance, God looked over, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Said all men everywhere to repent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That includes everybody, right? That includes not just the United States of America, but everywhere. It said all men everywhere to repent.
Amen.
Church, we got to repent. You got to turn. You got to decide, I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to go back. Amen. Hallelujah. Will you repent today?
Hallelujah.
Will you, come on now, will you repent today?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Revelation 2 and 5, hallelujah. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. My Lord, my God, repent. It's necessary. It's necessary. It's necessary. It is necessary. I'm going to say it again. It is necessary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's necessary, church.
Amen.
Repent. 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 In Psalm 51, David prayed a prayer of repentance. In Psalm 51, David prayed a prayer of repentance. The Bible says in Psalm 51, if I wrap up here, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We come to repent on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we love you and we need you right now, oh God. According to the Bible, Psalm 51, as David prayed to our Heavenly Father, the Bible says, have mercy upon me, oh God. according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned, and done all this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me, hallelujah, hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I was given. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Amen. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. This is David's plea for mercy, forgiveness, and cleansing. God wants our hearts to be right with him. We must repent. We must repent, church, while you still have time. Is there one today? Is there one on today?
Hallelujah. There may be one today that it is your desire to repent. It is your desire to change today. There is a requirement. But we thank you, Apostle Paul, for this wonderful word that the Holy Spirit has given. See, everybody that's ready to repent, they're ready to be baptized. My father being baptized in the Holy Ghost. It's repentance. It starts that right here. Being filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the most important thing that you can ever do in your living life is being born.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Repent. It is God's desire that everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There may be one that have not Christ in your life. If that's you today, I'll be God with you today. Who has helped you the simple prayer of salvation. We thank God for those who have already been changed. Those who have already repented, those who already have the Holy Spirit. But we also realize this. Every single day. You know, this is for us to change. For us to change every day. Be renewed every single day. Hallelujah. If there is someone who has already been baptized, who have already been saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, but you find yourself still picking up the old man, the old woman. There are things that have not changed yet. Hallelujah. See, the Holy Spirit have already changed. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit have already done. Let that be you today. Let's bring it all to Christ today. It's something that you've been holding on to. It's something that you've just been living in. You're no longer a sinner, but you're still maybe living in that sinful nature. Will you bring it all over to deep? Will you press one today? There may be someone that's dealing with some type of sickness, some type of illness. Someone may be dealing with anger. Someone may be dealing with depression. Someone may be cut off from the family members. Someone may be going through some things that maybe only you and God could have a conversation about.
still comes. Bring it all over to Jesus while you still have time. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Will you change today? Hallelujah.
Yes,
will you allow the Holy Spirit to change you? Will you allow the Holy Spirit to heal you? Hallelujah. Will you press one today? And maybe one is looking for a church home. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So right there where you are, whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, whether you're North or whether you're South, whether you're in Houston, Texas, or whether you're in Illinois, hallelujah. We invite you to be a part of us. Hallelujah. We would love to love you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Will you press one today?
Yes,
we're just going to love you like the Holy Spirit has showed us how to love you. Hallelujah. That's in the eyes of him.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. We thank you, Father God, for every single one that came, every single one had the desire to come. We thank you, Father God, and everyone that had received your word today. There were people that were changed right now. There were people that will repent right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank
Amen.
You, Father God, that you did it all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving in on the inside when we ask you to move in on the inside. We confess with our mouth right now that you are Lord. Hallelujah. That you died for each and every one of our sins, went to hell for us, and was resurrected by the power of by your own blood, Father God, by the Holy Spirit, and sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, right now, making intercession for us right now. And we thank you. We thank you. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single heart, over every single fear right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single one that's listening right now, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. Hallelujah. And it is so. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree, do say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise, glory, and honor.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Repent. Amen. Hallelujah. Be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offering. If you have cash out, you can send those over to Pastor Chantel. If you need other means of sending in tithes and offering, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Again, it's 832-725-8094. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Father God, for your word says you give seed to the sower. Oh, as we sow on today in good ground, we decree and declare multiple blessings upon us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, you are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves, hallelujah, that were freely given for others. We pray that you would multiply these, hallelujah, our offerings today to you and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth, we give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Father, and we ask that you will use us, amen, and all we have as you will in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our announcement today, November the 28th. Amen. It's November 28th, isn't it? Amen. 2021. Amen. These days are going by fast. Hallelujah. November 28, 2021, the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, and Senior Pastor Doris, Amen, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Join us here at 845-277-9213 for prayer, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday. Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. Amen. Saturday at 12 noon, we have our Bible lessons. We have our Saturday school. Instead of Sunday school, we have Saturday school at 12 noon. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. And Sunday, we have our 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Sunday services here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Join us here. Amen. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating their birthday in the month of November. Sister Connie Northern, who said her birthday, I believe, on Thanksgiving. Happy birthday, Sister Connie Northern. We love you. We thank God for you. We pray that God will continue to bless you, guide you, and keep you and strengthen you. May your latter days be greater than your beginnings. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray multiple blessings upon your life. Let blessings run you down and take you over. May the favor of God, hallelujah, be in your life all the days of your life. Good health and strength, we declare and declare, is your portion. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your daughter on today. We love you so much, Sister Connie Northern. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Sing a little song to
her. Oh, my husband better sing a song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. We love you. We love somebody. He's such a great support. Amen. Somebody say it. We didn't do that for them, but he brought our super wonder. He's not happy. Yeah, happy birthday, Sister Connie. We love you so much. Amen. We can't express it enough. Amen. Anyone else that's celebrating a birthday in November, happy birthday to you and many, many more. Anybody that's celebrating their wedding anniversary, happy anniversary. Pray that God will continue to strengthen your marriage. Bless it. May your marriage be ruled with patience, love, peace, kindness, loyalty, and respect all the days that God bless you. I would bless good years together. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus Christ's mighty name of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Those, I believe, are announcements for today. Amen. We just thank God for such a good time here in service. Amen. Up to at least I did. Knowing to repent, you all, is more than just saying I repent, but it requires action. It requires change from you. Amen. Amen. God bless everyone. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. I believe that concludes our announcements. Okay. I think I got it. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for one more time here today. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manny, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manny, and Minister Lynn Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to be to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Manning?
Amen, amen. I pray that every single heart that was able to receive on this morning, I pray that there were men and women all over that repented, that gave their life all over to Christ and was changed. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah. God bless you so much. If you do have an opportunity, we would love for you to join us at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. service. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you, we love you, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Hallelujah. Remember every single one. Stay in the word of God. Hallelujah. Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you.
Oh, amen. Look upon it. the glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear her say, well,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like in your imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.